We told you today we're going to do the service with a twist today. And as you can see on the screen up here, I think in just a moment, we actually have three twists to the service this morning. Tim, do we have that video for you? There we go. We got three twists for you this morning. I love our staff. They'll do anything the preacher asks them to do, and all. We're going to have three twists to the services this morning, all right? Twist number one is I'm fixing to preach now. You think this is funny, okay? Because there's going to be some people coming in a minute and they'll think, how late are we? You know, they don't think they done missed the whole worship service. Twist number two is I'm going to try to preach no more than 15, 20 minutes. Now, you know that's different if we can pull that off. Twist number three, then we're going to have the Cooksey family come and sing for us and lead us in worship here in just a little bit and just have a good time in the house of the Lord this morning. We're going to keep the kids in this morning for the service today. They need to learn what big church is all about. This is the fifth Sunday of the month, so we got all the boys and girls in here today. They're not going to bother me. Don't you let them bother you, okay? Everything will be all right. This morning, this is the fifth message in our summer series, A Summer of Meat. Our text this morning comes from Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. The title of the message is simply, I think I'll just praise Him anyway. Now, you just watch out. Because if you're not careful, I'm going to slip up in the back door later, and I'm going to catch you with this, okay? And you're not even going to see it coming, but I think the Lord's got something good for you today. Now, I promise you, if you'll listen quick this morning, I will talk fast, okay? And then we're going to bring the Cooksey family up to sing, and you're going to enjoy them. Now, one way for me to know that you've got what I'm talking about is if you say amen, and then I can move on to the next point.
Amen.
You got it, okay? You get what I'm talking about, then you say amen, and we just move on from there, okay? I love the old-time church services. On Fifth Sunday, a lot of times they'd have Fifth Sunday singings and things like that. Maybe the preacher preached just a little short message, but you'd really have a lot of music and a lot of worship. And so that's kind of what we're going to do this morning like that. And I think God's got some good things for us. Well, if you would, stand, if you will, out of respect to the Word of God. We'll look at Hebrews chapter number 13. Verse number 8, you just a very simple verse. You can read it along in your text, or you can listen as I read. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's have a word of prayer. Now, Father, whoo, Lord, I tell you what, we live in a world of change. Everything's different. I thank you today that we've got some things that are consistent. Thank you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, bless this service. Now, people are here today with needs. And so, Lord, we don't want them to leave that way. So I pray today you'll meet every need they've got. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Dennis, it was about 10, 12 years ago, I guess, when we were working together out at Walnut Grove out there. The Bellamys were members of the church out there. Helen was a member out there. Lola and Rachel and others were members out there. My kids and grandkids. And it's been a day or two ago that we were out there. But I noticed some things have changed since we were there. Number one, you've lost a few pounds. You look good. Now, some folks have not lost pounds in the last few years. Now, I don't want to call names because I don't want to embarrass myself, okay? But things change, you know. Connie and I were talking this just the other day. Said some things have sure changed in the last year or so. You know, a year ago, I was almost in a wheelchair. You folks don't realize how bad off I was. I put on a good act at church, but some of you know how bad it really was. I couldn't hardly walk, couldn't hardly get around. But thank God some things have changed, amen. I like that. I got to thinking about everything that has changed. I can preach again. You know, I really thought my preaching time was over. I couldn't preach anymore. I got to where I used to just sit on a stool and I couldn't move. I couldn't go anywhere when I preached. Now, I'm telling you, I'm not back to 100%, but I'm better than I was. I think I could almost preach today like I used to preach out at Walnut Grove. Yeah, there's a God in heaven who loves me and nothing separate me from the Word of God. I'm telling you, you know how I could do that back then. Now, I woke some of you up there, didn't I? You should have seen everybody jump. I thought that was good. I'm not back 100% yet, but I'm getting there. I've noticed some things have changed. You know, I got up this morning and I looked in the mirror and I saw my daddy looking back at me. And I said, man, you sure have aged, Dad. What's wrong with you? And some of you saying, preacher, you look pretty good. You don't look that bad. You don't know how long it takes me to look this good, okay? I had to work on it a while. It's not as bad as it used to be. Used to, I'd get up in the morning, my hair would be going in 55,000 different directions. You know, the way okay, not that way anymore. It only goes in about 5,500 directions. I don't have as many hairs, okay, so it don't go as many directions. So, things have changed. They're a little bit different. I was looking in the mirror the other day, and I saw this here on the side of my face, these little lines up here by my eyes. And somebody told me that's crow's feet. And I said, crow's feet? What you mean, bless God? I don't think I've even had a parakeet walk on my face, much less a crow. What in the world's going on crow's feet? And then can you tell me something else? I was looking in the mirror the other day. What in the world is this? What in the world is that? Where did that come? I didn't have that 20 years ago. Where did that come? I look like a big old fat gobbler on Thanksgiving Day anymore. I'm trying to figure out what in the world's going on. You know what? Think, and some of you laugh at you the same way. You just don't admit it. Yeah. Things change. Move on, he said. Move on. Things change. Things change. Now, I've said all that just to have some fun with you here this morning. But I promise you, I'm not going to preach long, but I want you to know this morning, there's some things that do not change. Let me just share with you this morning, I'm glad the preciousness of our Savior Jesus Christ has not changed. Let me ask you, you believe in saying amen?
Amen.
Then won't you say it more often? Okay? Now listen to me, how many believe we got something to say amen about? Amen. I'm glad, I'm thankful this morning that the preciousness of the Lord Jesus Christ has not changed. We read the verse, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 6 says, I am the Lord, I change not. Amen. Now some of you ought to say amen on that just because when I said Malachi 3, you thought I was going to that other verse on tithing, didn't you? Jesus said, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. I'm glad that Jesus is always the same. Do you know some people amaze me? One day you see them, they're just as bubbly as they can be. They're just as happy as they can be. They're smiling and everything's going good. And you see them the next day, they're just an old grump. They're mad, they're angry, they're upset. They're mad at the world. Look like they could drink vinegar, pickle juice out of a jar with a straw. I mean, they're so sour about everything. Look like they've been drinking that Kool-Aid from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They one way the next day. I'm thankful this morning that our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now you can call me shallow, you can call me silly if you want, but I believe the Lord Jesus Christ loved me on Sunday night, February the 10th, 1974, when I knelt at the altar at High Street Baptist Church and asked Him to come into my heart and be my Savior. I believe He loved me then, I believe He loves me today, and I believe He's going to love me as long as the end of the ages roll. I love the little children's song. And I don't know why they call it a children's song. It ought to be ever Christian song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. I'm glad the preciousness of our Lord Jesus Christ has not changed. But how about this? Number two, I'm glad the purity of the Scriptures are still the same. Can you say amen? The devil will do everything he can. He's amped up his attack on the Word of God. He'll try to tell you it's archaic, it's full of errors, that it's got mistakes in it. But I'm here today. I want to go on record that I believe, let you know I believe the Lord, the Word of the Lord, the Bible today is still pure. It's still ours. It is still complete. It still applies to today. I believe the Bible can comfort us. It can change us. It can check us. It can command us, and it can still convict us if we will read it. God said He would preserve His Word. And in Matthew 24, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will remain forever. The psalmist would say in Psalms 119, forever, O Lord, is thy word settled. How many are glad the Scriptures are still the same today? Amen? I'm glad some things don't change. How about this number three? I'm glad the healing power of the Holy Spirit has not changed. I tell you what, last year I thought my ministry was over. I thought I was done for. But aren't you glad there's a verse that says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as angels. Listen to me, we have a healing Father this morning. His Scripture says we're going to walk and not faint. We shall run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. I'm thankful He still heals today. Baptist, shame on us. Sometimes we're afraid to talk about the healing power of the Holy Ghost. Ooh, he said Holy Ghost. He's supposed to say Holy Spirit. Don't I'm going to worry you to death. I like that Greek word. Listen to me. We're afraid we're going to get out on a limb somewhere. We're not going to be able to explain things. We're so afraid of it. We won't even climb the tree anymore, will we? Shame on us. I believe in the healing power of the Holy Spirit this morning. I believe God can still heal today. Yeah. I told you I was going fast. How about this, number four? I'm thankful the way of salvation has not changed. Satan will try to do everything he can distort the way of salvation today. There is only one way to heaven this morning, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Only one way to heaven. Only one way to God. And I don't want to offend any of my Baptist friends this morning, but it's not a Baptist way today. It's a Bible way. That's what it's all about today. I'm telling you today, you can't go to heaven if you worship Muhammad. You can't go to heaven if you worship in Buddha. You can't go to heaven if you worship in Confucius today. I like the old song used to say, it's not the Reverend Moon we're worshiping. We're worshiping the Son of God is who we worship today. He's the only way we're going to get to heaven. I think too often we think the Scriptures, we think the salvation is cheap because it doesn't cost us anything. I think that's sad. When something doesn't cost us anything, we tend not to value it. We tend not to appreciate it. We abuse it. How many of you agree this morning that salvation may not cost us anything, but salvation is not cheap today? Yeah. My mind wanders when I'm up here. Dennis, was that you and Luke? Who was that at Walnut Grove? Some kid was acting up. Luke, it might not have been you. You was a good kid. Was it Icy? We'll blame it on her since she's not here. Got up and started to take her outside, and she yelled, somebody help me! He's about to kill me! Yeah. It may not have been y'all. It was somebody. I remember that story. Poor little me going out there. I sure did love that baby. Where was I at? We tend sometimes to think salvation is cheap because it didn't cost us anything. But let me tell you, it is not cheap. It cost the God the Father His Son. It cost the Lord Jesus Christ every drop of His blood. He is the sacrificial lamb for us. I'm glad this morning that salvation has not changed. It is free to everyone. Amen? Number five, I'm almost done. I'm glad the promise of the second coming has not changed. It's still the same. One of these days, the high potentate from on high, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, He's coming back. He's going to take us home to be with Him in heaven for 7 years, and then He's going to bring us back. We're going to rule and reign with Him on this earth for 1,000 years. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking maybe I like to just ask if He let me be the Speaker of the House, okay? Pastor Cotter, maybe you want to be president. With Pastor Wayne, you want to be the Speaker of the Senate. Honey, the three of us can drain that swamp if it ain't done by then, all right? Yeah, we're going to rule and reign with Him. That's what the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2. That's what it says in Revelation chapter number 20. I'm looking forward to that day when we're going to rule and reign. That ain't changed. One more thing and I'm done. It may not be quite as encouraging, but I just want to remind you something hadn't changed. See, the pestering of the saints by the old devil himself has not changed. Mm-mm-mm. I read all that Job went through. His life was a struggle. Maybe you're dealing with struggles today. Sometimes we get the feeling, oh, woe is me. I'm the only one dealing with this. I'm telling you, Scripture says man's days are few and full of trouble. And the devil's going to do everything he can to work you over. B.R. Lakin, the great preacher of days gone by, used to say this, if the old devil's kicking you in the behind, that means you're just in front of him. I don't know about you, though. Sometimes I get tired of being in front of him. B.R. Lakin used to also say, if you never hit the devil head on, face to face, honey, you may need to check up, because that means you're both going in the same direction. Old devil may come at us. And it gets tough sometimes. We get disappointed. We get discouraged, defeated. But can I tell you something? You got it. God's still on the throne. He still sees us. And one of these days, God's going to take care of the old devil. He's going to bind him in chains. He's going to throw him in the bottomless pit. And eventually, He's going to throw him into the lake of fire. And the devil is not going to bother us anymore. We're going to be done with him. You say, but wait a minute, preacher. How do I handle it? Well, I'm still struggling right now. The title of the message, it's on the front of your bulletin. I think I'll just praise Him anyway. That's what we just got to do. See, you need to praise Him in the good times, but you need to learn to praise Him in the bad times. You need to praise Him on the mountaintop, but you need to learn to praise Him in the valley. You need to praise Him in the time of fasting, but you need to praise Him in the time, in the time of famine as well. You need to praise Him when you got good health, but you need to praise Him when you're struggling with your health. You need to praise Him with the joys of life, but you need to praise Him in the struggles of life as well. Now, why do we need to do that? Because Scripture says in Psalms 22, He inhabits He dwells in the praises of His people. That's where He lives. Psalms 113 says, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. We ought to praise Him all the time, 24/7. Can anybody shout this morning? Anybody say, preacher, I need to know the Lord is with me. Then just praise His name. Preacher, I'm tired of fighting the battle on my own. Then praise His name. Preacher, I wish I knew that God had my back. Then praise His name. Then you have the assurance that He's with you this morning. Well, that's all I got this morning. Savannah, let's have a verse of invitation. I don't think Lord be through yet, okay? Let's stand for a moment. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Let's just do some business with God. Heads bowed and eyes closed. How many of you would say, preacher, I'm saved and I know I am. There's no doubt about that. Could you just slip your hand up, put it up and put it back down? I'm saved and I know I am. God bless you all over the building. Thank you. You put your hands down. I wonder would be one this morning say, preacher, I'm not saved this morning. I'm not sure if I've ever been saved. Preacher, if I died today, I don't know if I'd go to heaven, but I sure wish I could know today. Is there one here like that? Slip your hand up. I just want to pray for you. Just be honest. Nobody looking around, but you just, preacher, I'm not sure about my salvation. Would you slip your hand up? Anyone? Anyone? All right. Christian, I'm talking to you. Let's get serious. How many of you would say, preacher, I'm thankful some things have not changed. But preacher, I'm being very candid. I believe we need to straighten up and fly right. Here comes the meat now. Don't choke on it this morning. How many of you would say, preacher, I'm going to get honest today. I'm glad some things don't change, but preacher, there's some things in my life that need to change. There's some things right now need to change. Some things are not right. I know it, and God knows it. Preacher, today I need to change some things in my life. Is there one like that? Slip your hand up. God bless you, brothers. Another. God bless you, sirs. Another. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you, ma'am. And you, sir. God bless you, sir. Now I'm going to have a word of prayer. If you mean business, let's do business with God. Father, I come to you in prayer.